There was another ripple of chortles and chuckles. Everyone was watching us. I caught a glimpse of Alexandria. She was whispering to a little cocker spaniel, and they both squealed with laughter. Slim towered over me, shaking his head and moving his lips. Hey, did he think I'd planned all of this? Did he think I was having fun? He hitched up his jeans, bent over, grabbed me around the middle, and hoisted me off the ground. Muttering under his breath, he started toward the pickup. He took 5 steps and, well, I noticed that his back was still bent at an angle. That seemed odd. Then he stopped and dropped me like a load of laundry. Viola, my back just went out on me. What? Of all the times for his back to go out. I glanced around at the crowd. People were watching and whispering behind their hands. I had never been so embarrassed. Right there in front of half the town of Twitchell? Oh, brother. Miss Viola stepped up and took hold of my leash. Maybe it was her warm presence that cured my leg jellyosis. Or maybe we'll never know. But strength returned to my withered legs, and we walked together, side by side, to the pickup. A loyal dog and the lady who loved him. You know, I think I could have done walking Fido with her. Heck, I could have walked 10,000 miles on hot coals with Miss Viola. Too bad Slim didn't think of that. He followed along behind, muttering and walking like something. A turkey, a crab, an old man bent in half at the middle. He looked pretty stove up and mad, very mad. Viola helped Mr. Grump into the bed of the pickup. He stretched out in the back and told her to drive straight to the chiropractor. By this time, all the pressure of my schooling had vanished and I felt great. So I hopped up into the cab and rode through town with the prettiest gal in Ochiltree County. No bad deal, huh? As we made our way toward Dr. Whitehead's office on the south edge of town, Viola smiled to herself, then started laughing so hard that she almost ran off the road. I swear, when you go on a date with Slim Chance, you never know what you'll be doing. I know he's hurting, poor man, but honestly, this is the funniest thing I ever heard of. I agreed. When he wasn't trying to be funny, Slim could be hilarious. We pulled up in front of the chiropractor's office and Viola helped the invalid inside. Dr. Whitehead spent half an hour putting Slim's bones back where they were supposed to be, and Slim came out looking better. He wasn't walking like a turkey anymore, and he felt good enough to ride in the cab with me and my lady fair. Much to my disappointment. Viola drove us back to the ranch. The air inside the cab was so heavy and dark, you'd have thought someone was burning tires. I was afraid to move. Slim sat slumped against the door and didn't say a word. Miss Viola kept her eyes on the road and was as solemn as a statue. We pulled up in front of Slim's shack, and Viola shut off the motor. Silence. Nobody knew what to say. Then Slim growled, "Your daddy'll love this story." Viola tried to hold back her laughter, but it came spilling out. A smile twitched at the corners of Slim's mouth. Then he started laughing, too. I sat between them, unsure of how to respond. I mean, a guy could lose his job. Viola helped him into the house, pulled off his boots, and helped him lie down on the bed.